So we're on the countdown to WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia. I thought it only appropriate, if you are attending Mania in Philly, that we should chat to essentially the tour guide, the head of the tourism board for wrestling in Philadelphia. It's Blue Meanie. It's Brian Heffron. Brian, how you doing?
Good morning, good sir. Thank you for having me. And yes, I am trying to be the official kickoff event for Mania Week, whether they want me to be the official one or not.
We're going to bookend our chat today talking about your event. It's Mania Mania. It's Mania Mania. Let's get the plug in nice and early for it, first of all. So tell us what you've got planned for WrestleMania Week, Brian.
Thursday, April 4th, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. at my favorite bar on the planet and the most mispronounced bar on the planet, McCusker's. It's not McCluskey's. It's not McCluskers. It's McCusker's on the corners of 17th and Chunk in South Philly. That's 2601 South 17th Street from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. Come out, hang out, have some beers. We'll have some music on. We'll have some wrestling on. And most importantly, we'll get to stand around, drink beer, and talk about wrestling.
That's a dream. With yourself, of all people, as well.
Yeah, and I've invited a few people out who said, you know, remind me when the event gets closer, I'll try to come out. And I'm not advertising anything spectacular or grand in case, you know, because it's a busy, busy week. But there might be some surprises showing up. And, you know, the most important thing is come to my, like, every time I go to my favorite bar, McCusker's, I put my bar on the beer on the bar. I take a photo. I say, hold my calls. And every time I do that, people go, man, I got to go to that bar. I got to go to Meanie's bar, McCusker's, and have a beer with them. Well, now's your excuse. Now's your chance. There's no excuse. Come to Philly. Let's have a couple beers together. Let's, you know, just talk. Let's hang out. You know, the most important thing is there's no cover. It doesn't cost you anything to come in. Just come in, have a couple beers. We'll have some food on the side and just have a good time. No pressure. No pressure. Just show up, take a lift in an Uber because parking is absolute crap in South Philly, but save yourself some frustration and just show up and hang out.
It honestly sounds like my kind of night. And if I was in Philly, I'd be with you in McCusker's because it's the thing where it's not forced fun. It's not expensive right to get in. You can just come in and chill and have a beer. I'm curious as to what makes, because Philly's got some fabulous bars and fabulous places to hang out. But what makes McCusker's your favorite, Brian?
McCusker's is the kind of bar where you walk in, I can leave my wallet and phone on the bar, go use the men's room, come back. I know my stuff's still going to be there. But most importantly, it's a family atmosphere. It's a dad and his two sons, John McCusker and his son, Dougie and Ryan. I've been going there for 20 years and they're people I call close personal friends. You know, your bartender is your best friend. Usually, you know, just talking about your day and, you know, you let off some steam and they listen whether they're interested or not. And we have great conversations in there. And what's cool about McCusker's, it's a lot of artistry type people go there. There's guys who are in bands. There's guys who work on movie sets. There's just different kind of people who hardworking people who go there and knock a few back and have a good time. But most importantly, we don't suffer knuckleheads or, you know, jerks. You know, if you don't fit into the atmosphere, it's just like, come on, man, we're just here to have a good time. We're just here to have a blow off some steam and have a good time. And there's no drama. There's no nothing. It's just a good South Philly dive bar. You could go there and, you know, watch sports. You could go there and listen to music. Like any major thing that happens, me and Mrs. Meany go, oh, we got to go to the bar. We got to talk about this, you know, just and be in good company, you know? So I want people, if you're coming from around the country, if you're coming from around the world, come to my bar. Come experience what I go to two or three times a week and just hang out, you know?
Now, if my maths is correct, 25 years ago was your first WrestleMania experience, which was also in Philly.
Yes, sir.
So looking back on that, let's rewind it to WrestleMania 15. How excited were you to be a part of what was still really, I know it was 15 years in, but still felt like it was a growing, burgeoning thing, the art of WrestleMania.
It's, you know, there's milestones, you know, there's 10th, 15, 20, 25, 30. Now we're going on 40, but to be on the 15th WrestleMania, 10 years after I went to WrestleMania 5 as a fan in Atlantic City, it's almost storybook, you know. The relationship between my career in Philadelphia, if you made a movie about it, you're like, oh man, that's just too corny. You're born in Philly, debut in ECW in Philly, debut for WWE in Philly, do WrestleMania in Philly. You know, it's like, you know, yeah, okay, all right. You're laying it on thick here, pal. But it was really cool to be on the 15th ever WrestleMania. And it's funny when you think back and listen to those people who say, yeah, we went to WrestleMania 3. It was just another show kind of thing. Like, we went to it and it felt like a TV taping, but there's just a lot more cool celebrities in the back, you know. And if you want to see celebrities in the back, you just go to a show in LA, you know, and you know, oh, there's Nicolas Cage, you know, just but you know, just being in my hometown, part of one of the earliest WrestleMania.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
And being a part of a really cool deal, you know, teaming with Goldust, while he was going for the Intercontinental title, you know, Val Venus, Road Dogg, Ken Shamrock, and crowbarring myself into commentary at times, because I was like, you know what, I'm not wrestling this match, but I'm gonna make them say my name a few times. And I would just run by the table and just like look at lawyers like, Blue Meanie running around here like an idiot. So which Mrs. Meanie says that to be around the house every day, you know, oh, Blue Meanie running around here like an idiot. But it was awesome, man. It was awesome. You know, I know I'm babbling here, but it's very special. And the fact that WrestleMania, it took all this time for it to come back, is long overdue. I get it. They do stadiums now, but Philadelphia has always been one of the main cities for WWE. And it's about time they came back to Philly.
What does it mean to Philadelphia to have WrestleMania back again?
It means a lot, man. Dude, WWE and Philadelphia are synonymous. When you think back to the 70s where they did their weekly TV here on 48th and Market Street, right next to where they used to do American Bandstand and Roller Derby. They would have the pro wrestling. They filmed their weekly TV shows here. Everybody I know in Philly grew up watching, you know, going to the Philadelphia Spectrum and then on a Saturday night and then Sunday morning watching a replay on the local cable channel called Prism, which, you know, was awesome. And then, you know, Philadelphia was a crucial town for what I call the pre-Monday Night Wars. Back in the day, WWF and NWA would run Philadelphia on the same night. WWE would be at the Spectrum, NWA would be at the Philadelphia Civic Center, and they would compare their, how was their house show to the prior month, you know, kind of thing. And that they would use Philly to gauge, you know, how well their business was doing. And then, you know, you flash forward, you know, all the other events, you know, that SummerSlam here, a bunch of stuff. But, you know, they had WrestleMania 15 here. And, you know, just Philly brings that atmosphere. And it's a lot, you know, the Philly crowd is a lot. Like every time, I'm not buttering you up, but every time I come over to England, you know, whether it's Manchester or Doncaster or any town in UK, I'm like, man, this is like a South Philly crowd between the chants and the passion and the, you know, the passion. It'd be very passionate, and that's what Philly is. We're a passionate blue collar town who wants a good return on our investment. You know, you think back to the other sports in this town. You know, Eagles, you know, Flyers, Phillies, Sixers. You know, all those rough and tumble crowds that, you know, oh, they booed Santa Claus, but you know, it was just like, you know, we put in our time. We work hard. We want to watch. We want some escapism. We just want to return for our time. Don't waste our time. And, you know, that's how we are with wrestling as well. You know, if you're good, we'll love you to death. If we see you're putting in an effort, we'll love you to death. If it looks like you're slacking, you're going to hear about it. So, but, and that's, you know, I think why, you know, WWE always, you know, came to Philly, whether it was in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and now with WrestleMania 40, you know.
I think of all the people to induct into the Hall of Fame in Philadelphia, I think Paul Heyman seems like a great choice, since, you know, it goes without saying that melting pot of wrestling and fans that will let you know whether you're good and let you know whether you're shit, as you say, came out of...
Oh, we can swear?
Oh, yeah, of course you fucking can. But they, but that melting pot was Philadelphia. So Paul Heyman going into the Hall of Fame seems so appropriate. What were your thoughts when you heard that Paul Heyman was going into the Hall of Fame?
It was the obvious choice, but what surprised me is that Paul accepted. You know, because to me, in my mind, Paul Heyman, you know, if I read his mind, he's probably like, I'm not even done yet. I am just beginning. You know, I could see Paul saying, hey, I'm just getting warmed up. Why are you putting me in a Hall of Fame now? But, and I've heard that he's, you know, declined in the past, but, you know, Paul's still got another 20 years, you know, in him, you know, just like the wise men that, you know, raised him in the business, you know. But, yeah, it made a lot of sense. And, you know, people are like, oh, yeah, they got Paul, you know, in Philly alone, people are like, oh, yeah, Paul Heyman's going to the Hall of Fame in Philly. And I was like, we'll see. We'll see if he accepts. Because you know, like I said, Paul, he I'm sure he thinks he knows he has a lot more time to go, but that's gotta be the last induction. You know, that has to be the last induction. I can't see anybody following that acceptance speech. You know, we thought Rey Mysterio's, you know, Conan putting Rey Mysterio in was, you know, awesome. This will be right up right there with that one as far as great atmosphere, electric atmosphere. Maybe get a box of tissues in case you shed a tear kind of induction, because Paul's a passionate dude. And he's such a great talker, such a great storyteller. And then, yeah, and that's why he's going in. You know, you look at the bloodline storyline, I see his fingerprints all over the place on that. And that's the subtleties, you know, of, you know, Rock putting up, you know, going to doing the point, and he puts the thumb out for the L, and you see Paul Heyman staring at his hand, you know, that kind of the subtleties, you know. But Paul's the best, you know, love him or hate him. I love him. You know, I'm here. The reason why you're interviewing me right now is because Paul Heyman gave me a chance. You know, I was just some fat asthmatic kid from Atlantic City, you know, as a kid growing up. And, you know, I made plenty of mistakes, and Paul saw something in me to go, it's okay. Just don't do that again. You know? So, but you know, he's given more to the wrestling business than, you know, he probably, you know, got back. So, but he's right up there with the best of the best of the best, whether it's booking or behind the scenes, in front of the camera, one of the best.
You host the Mind of the Media podcast every Thursday, and it's a wonderful listen to really go into not just what's happened, but what is happening. Like, no stone is left unturned when you guys chat. And I no doubt this will have come up numerous times, but when it comes to Paul Heyman, is there a conversation that you guys have had that always stays with you?
I just remember this, going up to the TV studio up in Charlie's parents' house and just sitting around and listening to them talk and just learning, he's always busy at shows, people pulling him in a million directions. But when it came to promo time, whether we're at the top of the old Travel Lodge till 6 a.m. or, I think one of my biggest regrets is not initiating enough conversation, because I felt like I always felt like I was the new guy in the locker room. Even 2 or 3 years in, I felt like I just got to keep my mouth shut. If I keep my mouth shut, I can't say anything stupid, kind of thing. But he was always there to listen, always listen to suggestions. My favorite stuff would be like, if I mentioned an idea to him and his reaction made it worth it. Stevie had left for WCW, and I was like, man, what should I do? And I pitched an idea, speaking of Sting, who just retired, I was like, what if you lowered me from the ceiling and called me Stink? And instead of a bat, I just, fart at people. And he was like, he went into Tony Schiavone mode, and just we would just rip back and forth and stuff like that. We wouldn't do it because, whatever it cost to hire somebody to lower me from the ceiling and the stress on the ceiling to lower me from it. But, hey, Paul, what if I come out as Meanie, the Dancing Machine? Because we both grew up on the Gonk Show. It's weird to think that Paul's only 8 years older than me, but I've been watching him forever because he snuck in, as a teenager. But, he was always there to listen to ideas. And if he thought they were good, he used them, because, hey, if you could think of something just as cool, let's go with it. It takes pressure off of him if you can come up with a good idea. So, and that's another one of his strengths. He wasn't too proud to go, no, this is my idea, we're going with it. He would sit there and go, oh, that's a good idea, let's go with it. So as far as me and Paul, even though, like I said, we're only 8 years apart, which, is mind blowing, and it's not that big of a gap when you think about it. It's the fact that he, allowed me to be myself, suggest things. And if the idea worked, he went with it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One of those big ideas that you had that stays with you, of course, is the Blue World Order. That's a massive part of where you've been. And this is always an interesting one to put out there. Like, looking across the wrestling landscape today, because you've still very much got your finger on the pulse of what's happening today. If you were told to rebuild the BWO and pick out some talent who are doing great things in the wrestling industry today, who would be a great fit for the BWO?
Oh, man. Oh, I mean, that definitely got to have Danhausen in there, you know. The BWO, I mean, we were the comic relief kind of, you know. You just saw somebody go through 20 tables, you know. Where do you go from there? You got to bring them back down. Let's have a little bit of a dog and pony show come in here and some comedy. So, you know, have a Danhausen or I love Grado, man. I would love to have worked with Grado.
You know? Oh, I'm going to tell him that later. You'll love that.
I love him to death. He just that entrance and this, you know, the match. I'm glad they acknowledged him at the Wembley show, you know, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's so many great guys out there. And I'm afraid if I leave somebody out, they'll be like, oh, well, come on, man. What the hell?
All applications for the new BWO
I'm old school. Send me an actual letter and
send me a tape, kid, and we'll take a look at it.
yeah.
Let's come back to Meanie Mania, which is taking place the WrestleMania week at your favorite bar at McCusker's. If there's going to be loads of people who are hitting Philadelphia for the very first time, and you've been giving some tips on the Mind of the Meanie for places to eat, great places to check out, would you be able to give like three general tips for people who are visiting Philadelphia for the first time? Three tips that will hold them in good stead during their time in Philly.
If you're staying in like Center City, Philadelphia, just take Lyft, take Uber. Public transportation is good, but sometimes there's a show on public transportation. Lyft, take Uber. Like I said, as far as like, you know, I'm brain farting.
I mean, if someone's coming, obviously Lyft and Uber is a great shout. Is there anything in terms of good areas that they should visit, not so good areas that they should avoid, that sort of thing? Philly generally is lovely and inviting and come one, come all. So I wouldn't want to suggest a bad area of Philly because I don't know if there is one.
Yeah, stay out of Kensington.
I didn't want to say that.
I have a friend, a good friend, Matt, and he's from West Virginia, good old boy from West Virginia. And he came up to Philly. He's like, yeah, after the show at the arena, we went to go see where Mickey's gym from Rocky was. And me and my friend Sebastian went where? At 2 a.m., you went to, and it's not a good area. And I was like, dude, you should just, you know, go on Survivor now because you've survived it all, you know.
So avoid the off piste Mickey's gym tour. Yeah.
If you're going to take the Rocky tour, find somebody reputable to take you around. Don't do it on your own. The Rocky steps are perfectly fine. Go to the art museum. You know, go to the Philadelphia Zoo, the first zoo in America. If you're going to South Philly, stop by the arena. You know, to this day, I know guys who used to work for ECW coming to town. They'll come to Philly and they'll go to Tony Luke, which is Tony and Nick's now. Tony Luke's is Tony and Nick's now. They'll go get a cheesesteak. They'll drive their car over to the arena, sit outside and just stare at the arena and eat a cheesesteak, you know, and just think about all the memories that happened, you know. But there's a lot of good things to see and do in Philly, whether it's the art museum steps, you know, Boathouse Row, Philadelphia Zoo. If you're in South Philly, there's a lot of, you know, Patchunk Ave has a lot of cool shops. Just Google Passion Gav. There's a lot of good eateries down there. You know, one of my favorite burger joints in Philly is called a place called Punk Burger, P apostrophe UNK, because it's a condensed version of the word Passyunk Avenue. In England, there's a Philadelphia sports themed restaurant called Passyunk Ave, and it's based off a place that's like 10 minutes from my house.
No way.
And I went there and it was packed and I couldn't get in. I was like, well, I can go to the real Passyunk Ave back at home, but I just can't go to Passyunk Ave in England. You know, but they'll play Eagles games, Phillies games, all the Philly sports and stuff like that. Yeah, but it's a great area, man. I know I have friends who work down at the Lincoln Financial Field, and you know, they're going to convert their pro shop into this huge WWE shop zone and stuff like that. But there's going to be a lot of good stuff going on around town that, like, if you can cram in some sightseeing in between all the events that are happening in Philly, that's why I'm saying, you know, Meanie Manny, I'm like, look, if you're going to Wale, you could come to us before and after Wale Mania. You could come to, you know, after, you know, the High Spot show down at the arena. There's so much going on that I don't know if there'll be much time for sightseeing, but there'll be plenty to do in South Philly. And come to McCusker's. I'll steer you in the right direction, you know, once we're there, you know, because I'm trying to be the official kickoff party for WrestleMania weekend.
So let's send them there. Let's get what's well, so the, let's get the date to the times and the location one more time then, Brian.
It's Thursday, April 4th, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern. At McCusker's Tavern, 17th and Chunk, 2601 South 17th Street in South Philadelphia. Take a Lyft, take an Uber. Parking is crap, but seriously, we're gonna have a good time. We're gonna have drinks, we're gonna have food, we're gonna have wrestling, we're gonna have music. Most of all, it's free to attend. There's no cover. 21 and over, obviously. But you know, just come out, have a good time. Meet me, meet Mrs. Meanie, meet whoever might just happen to show up, and it's going to be a special night.
If you've enjoyed the last 20 minutes listening to myself and the Meanie talking, imagine doing it in a cracking pub, in a cracking bar in Philly with a beer on the go as well. Why wouldn't, if you're in Philly for Mania, why wouldn't you? You go along and be a part of Meanie Mania at McCusker's with my special guest, the Blue Meanie, aka Brian Heffern. Meanie, always a pleasure to have you on Cultaholics here. Thanks for stopping by.
Dude, I love talking to you. I love Cultaholic.
Oh,
Pop me. You guys pop me on the regular, and I'm glad you invited me on.
Oh,
Thank you.
you.
Oh dear.
oh dear, get off. Oh, get off, Brian. Oh, get off.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.